Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Chaye Sarah. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes returns and discusses Parsha Chaye Sarah, Rivka, and Yitzhak. Rabbi Daniel Landes is the Rosh HaYeshiva and director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. This week's parsha is Chaye Sarah. There's a section at the end, which I've discussed in the past, but every time I hit it, I see something new. And that is the end of the story of Damesek Eliezer, the trusted servant of Avraham, bringing back a bride for Yitzchak, for Isaac. And we know that it's a hard moment in people's lives. Rivka really wants to get out of her family house. There's many ways that's shown in the verses, but right there, just really at the end, which is chapter 24, verse 61, Samach Aleph, it says, "Vatakam Rivka, v'naroteha, v'tir kavna al gamalim." And Rivka got up, she and her attending women servants, and they rode those gamalim, those camels. Vatelachna acharei ha'ish, and she went after this guy that really no one knows much about. Vayikacha eved Rivka vayilach, and it's now stated in another form that this servant took Rivka and they went. We could have had one part or the other part. We could have just said that she rode away. Or we should have had that the servant took her because the servant asked for permission to take her as a bride for Isaac. Who is that man? This almost anonymous, he had his name, but no one really knows him. Servant, take Rivka away. But both parts are important because, yes, he takes her. But that part before, Rivka wants to get out of there. We don't know exactly what's going on in that household, but it doesn't look good. She wants to get out of there. What's Yitzchak's situation? Well, we know about Yitzchak. We know that since the Akedah, this great test and trial in Avram's life and in Yitzchak's life, a test and trial that they both, a test that they passed, the trial that they endured, they achieved greatness, but nonetheless, we never see Avram and Yitzchak having a private conversation. Yitzchak seems to be very distant. We know very little about Yitzchak's feelings, but we see that he's not close, and he's now suffered the death also of his mother. Does he feel that he's part of her death? When the Midrash speaks of Sarah dying at the shock of hearing the news of all that befell Yitzchak, including the news that he was alive, that shock that he was alive killed her. The Midrash is not being too fanciful, I believe. The Midrash is really giving a backstory that, in one form or another, really makes sense. How did Yitzchak feel? He's estranged from his father. His mother's dead. Does he feel some guilt for his mother? And so here, all of a sudden, when Avram sends forth Damesek Eliezer, and he doesn't seem to tell Yitzchak about this, to find him a wife, to find Yitzchak a wife, Yitzchak is certainly by himself. Verse 62. V'yitzchak ba mibo be'er lachai ro'i, v'hu yoshev be'eretz ha'negev. Yitzchak comes from this area of the well of lachai ro'i, and he sits and he dwells in this Negev land. He finds himself a place. But then, immediately, Vayetze, he is in the ancestral area, in Beersheba. Vayetze Yitzchak osuach basadeh lifnot erev. But immediately Yitzchak goes out to osuach, to meditate according to some, Hosuach, to discuss according to others. Hosuach, to walk around the bushes. Siach, basadeh, in the field, at eventide. Yitzchak is besides himself. Yitzchak can't even stay with himself. Yitzchak is traveling. He's coming. And as soon as he comes, he has to go out. It's a very poignant moment. He's walking outside, he's in the field, he's in the desolation. It's lifnot erev, it's an evening time, It's right that liminal state right before night falls, the time that we all feel when we go out at that time, very meditative and often very lonely, and he is a lonely person. And the rabbinic tradition that a prayer was instituted at that time, that Isaac instituted the prayer of Mincha, Yitzchak instituted Mincha during this time, makes sense. He's in a personal crisis of being alone. But Yeshua Tashem Beherif Ayin, the psalmist says, the salvation of God comes with the blinking of an eye. The verse continues in 63, Samach Gimel, Vayisah Einav, Vayar Vihineh Gimalim Bayim, and he lifts his eyes, and behold, camels are coming. Something's happening. He lifts his eyes. Something is changing. He cannot know yet what that is. The action goes back and forth. At the same moment, 64, Samach Dalad. Vatisa Rivka Tendeha Vatere et Yitzchak. Rivka also lifted her eyes. Of course, Yitzchak had only seen camels, but she sees what's out there. She sees Isaac, and somehow she really seems to see Isaac. His cognition at first sight, his understanding at first sight, is what we like to call love. But there's something deeper than that. Some form of identity has changed. And Vatipol me'al ha'gomel, and she, this usually translates, she alights from the camel. But literally, she fell off the camel. It's like she's struck. She sees something that he does not yet see. Isn't that something that we all need? Somebody who sees in us something special. Yitzchak, who was almost murdered ritually by his father. Yitzchak, who has lost his mother. Yitzchak, who seems to have no real place for himself. All of a sudden, has someone who actually sees him and even falls for him. Samachay, Vatomer el ha'eved, mi ha'ish ha'lezeh ha'lech basadeh likratenu. And she says to the servant, to domestic Eliezer, who is that guy? Ha'ish ha'lezeh, that apparition, that person, ha'lech basadeh, who's walking in that field, but field is not exactly the right term, in that desolation, in that desert area. But he's coming likratenu, and I think that becomes, this is what I saw this year, a crucial word, likratenu. He's coming to greet. She sees in him the capacity to be not just a passive person, but a person who is walking, not a person who is walking away, or a person who just survives, a person who is passive on the Akedah, or a person who just doesn't know where to go. He's coming to greet us. She sees his potential as a welcoming person. She sees his potential as a loving person. She sees his potential as a person who can do so much more than he's ever attempted before. Likratenu. Vayomer ha'eved, hu Adoni. He is my master. Now that's really an unbelievable statement as well, as I see it right now. The servant says, that's my master. Well, I mean, the servant really has a master. That's Avraham. I mean, no one gets around the old man. He's really the guy. Avraham Eitan, Avraham the strong man, Avraham Ivri, Avraham who stands on one side of the river and everyone stands on the other side and he doesn't care. This Avraham, the founder of the faith. But David recognizes that there is a shift already. That with Rivka coming together with Isaac, Yitzchak, becomes the patriarch. Hu Adoni, he is my master. So now she covers herself. And I think really the idea is she must have been beautiful. She was noticed very well for her moral qualities, but she was noticed very well by domestic Eliezer. I think in my mind, this is somewhat of a test. When Yitzchak will see her, he won't see her fully. He won't even see her striking beauty. What he will see is, well, he'll see what he's able to see, what he's able to imagine, what he's able to conceive of her moral qualities. And then, because now he's the master, Vayisaper ha'eved liYitzchak, et kol ha'dvarim asher asah. 66. And now the servant tells Isaac, and who's Isaac, who's Yitzchak? He is the master, so of course he has to tell the story. All the things which he, the servant, has done, because in the end, it's Yitzchak's buy-in, Yitzchak's agreement. And now we have one verse, a stunning verse, Samach Zion 67. Vayiva eha Yitzchak ohala sara imo vayikach et rivka vatilo leisha vayehaveha vaynachem Yitzchak achare imo. What a sense. And Yitzchak took her to the tent of Sarah, his mother. Vayikach et Rivka, and he took Rivka. We understand that as marriage, because lekuchin, taking, is a term that's used for marriage. Vatehi lo leisha, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Yitzchak was comforted, Isaac was comforted for his mother. So Yitzchak takes her immediately to, brings her immediately to this home. It becomes her home. Ha'ohala, Sara Imo. And we know the commentators and how they evoke the idea. It doesn't say to the tent of directly, even though that's certainly the sense, but using the words Ahala, the tent, or towards the tent, Sara Imo, who did he take to the tent? As it were, he's taking his own mother. In other words, she becomes a matriarch. He becomes a patriarch because of her, and she, because of him, becomes a matriarch. This is a real shidduch. And she has the qualities of Sarah. She has the matriarchal qualities of strength, of kindness, of warmth. She has all those other great things of beauty and of will. But she has the moral qualities, the physical qualities, physical attributes, and she has the emotional weight, and we're going to see a lot of that later on. They marry. He takes her, she becomes his wife, so it's like mutual. Vayikach, I want to emphasize mutuality. Vayikach et Rivka, he marries Rivka. Vatehi lo leisha, she becomes his wife. It's mutual both ways. His actions, her actions. And he loved her. And that for us is a great victory. Well, victory for us, the reader. Victory for us who are descended from Isaac and Rivka. Can he have this capacity to love? And once he has the capacity to love, he is comforted after his mother. And the Midrash adds that this was a desolate ohel. And I think the Midrash now is not being fanciful. The Midrash is just telling us how it must have been. That the ohel was desolate, that there was no light, there was no feeling, there was no warmth. But all of a sudden, once he entered with her, and now it was her tent, it was her place of dwelling, a light was lit there from one Sabbath that went till the next Sabbath until she would light it again. And the smell of bread baking was always there. It became a different type of home. And I think the key of this whole thing, again, is two lonely people. But what Rivka saw, and that Rivka was able to see in Yitzchak, see in Isaac, a welcoming man, a potentially loving man, a giving man. He's coming, Likratenu, he's coming to welcome us. We don't even know if he was really coming to welcome us. He may just have come, but she sees his potential. And she covers herself in modesty and saying, let him see who I am, and not just be struck by my beauty. This is a love story for all generations. All those things which we value in Judaism is found here. And this is the life that many of us merited to live, learning from Isaac and Rivka, and my bracha is this is the life that all of us and our children and our grandchildren should merit. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.